I'm one of those people who tend to focus on identify with my faults. Could you please talk a little more about ways to stop ourselves from identifying with our characteristics, good, both good and bad? The more problematic nature is that identifying with faults and flaws and one is just seeing the pain involved, and to really acknowledge that one. Yeah, we tend to undermine ourselves by focusing on identifying with the faults and flaws, and it's important to. And I think I mentioned it a few days ago, where one taking on as a practice and making conscious both the thing in terms of actions, not in terms of perceptions. I perceive myself as being flawed and full of faults, but in actual actions, things that one does or says that are both in terms of wholesome, skillful, helpful, and that say have been maybe unhelpful, unskillful, but making the practice something that is say time limited in the sense that one does it once a day, twice a day, three times a day, but it's just from, say, the period where one, say, from yesterday till whenever you do this practice, to the next time during the day, and it's just during those periods. It's not sort of going back and dragging up all of the evidence of one's miscreant nature. But just keep focusing on those things that one has been engaging in, the interactions that one's had, what emerges is a very different picture than the one we tend to carry around of ourselves. It's important to use that as a skillful tool ameliorate the kind of memory perception, and then also to recognize that it's just a negative perception that I have formed a habit around. How to relinquish that.